We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun, which is page 30. Hachonos ha-se'udos l'shabbos. The Mechaber says, Yashkin ba-boker ba-yom shishi l'hochin tzarchei Shabbos. Said that a person should get up early on Friday to prepare the needs of Shabbos. For today's shiur, we will stop over there in the Mechaber, as short as it is, and we will read the Mishabura on page 30. The Mishabura says in Sefkotan Aleph, Yashkin ba-boker. What is the source for getting up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos? Diksiv v'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu eis asher yaviu. It says that it was on Friday and they prepared that which they brought, the gomer, etc. Hachona dumya d'hava. The pasuk juxtaposes the hachona to the hava'a. V'havas ha-mon ha-lohoisa la'alter baboker. This pasuk is referring to the mon, and the bringing of the mon, behold, was done right away in the morning. Diksiv vayulkatu oso baboker baboker, because it says they gathered the mon each and every morning. So therefore, af hachona al Shabbos tia miyod baboker. Therefore, the preparation for Shabbos should also be done immediately in the morning. V'hainu miyod acha kriyashma utfilo, and that means after kriyashma and tfilo. Let's see very important notes over here. Note number one and note number two. In note number one, he tells us, Begeder mitzvahs v'hechinu. In terms of this mitzvah of hechinu, of preparing for Shabbos, bir hagon of nis and karelot, sheyesh ba shnei inyonim. There are two aspects to preparation for Shabbos. Aleph is, lidog sheyu muchonim b'shvilo tzarechei Shabbos. Number one is, to be concerned, and to make sure that you will be prepared with your Shabbos needs. Beis, lihisasek ba'atzmo b'hachonos l'Shabbos. Number two is to prepare yourself in the Shabbos preparations, to be osek yourself in the Shabbos preparations. She'ein ha-tircho rak emtsoi l'kach she'yu muchonim tzarechei ha-Shabbos. Because the tircho is not alone a means in which you are going to get to have your Shabbos needs prepared. Eli yesh mitzvah be'etzem ha'isaskos ba'achano Shabbos. But rather, the working on the hachano Shabbos is itself a mitzvah. The fact that you are working in your preparation for Shabbos, that is a cover for Shabbos. So this Nikrelis points out something very important over here that we'll need for this entire siman, and that is that there are two aspects of preparing for Shabbos. One is to make sure that you actually have stuff that you need prepared for Shabbos, and number two is even if it's being taken care of by someone else, there's an idea of you preparing yourself for Shabbos. So there's two aspects. In note number two, he says, "V'din zeh shetzarach lahashkin b'boker." This idea that the Mechaber is discussing about getting up early on Friday says of Nissan Karelot shenemar dafka al misha mutul olav lahochin es tzarachei haShabbos. That's going on category one that we discussed in note number one. The one who's actually responsible for the preparation of the Shabbos needs to get up early. He has to get the job done. Aval misha ein mutul olav lahochin es tzarachei haShabbos. But one who does not need to take care of aspect one of preparing the Shabbos needs. All he has to do is something for Kavod Shabbos to be involved in some aspect of preparation, like category 2 from note number 1. But he doesn't have to get up early for that. So Rav Nissen Karelitz explains that we have these two aspects, and the one the Mechaber is referring to about getting up early on Erev Shabbos is the one who the responsibility of the preparation for Shabbos is upon him, and therefore he must get up early. But one who is not the Iker responsible party of the Hachanos for Shabbos, he just has the separate mitzvah of doing some preparation for Shabbos, he would lav dafka have to get up early, he can even do his preparation later in the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're on the fifth line, so he said that a person should start doing the Shabbos preparations immediately after Kriyat Shema Tefillah. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if he normally learns a set amount after davening, or he gives a shir to some other people, al yivat lenu, he should not be mevatel his learning that's kavua or his shir. Like we'll see later on at the end of Siman Reish Nun Aleph. V'im derech hamokom mahu limkor baboker. And if the way in his place is that they sell things for Shabbos in the morning, v'lo yimtza liknos achar limudo, and he won't be able to find anything to buy if he waits till after he davens and he learns there'll be nothing left, so lo yikba limudo el achar haknia. Then he should make sure that he sets up his learning schedule to be after he buys his Shabbos needs. We want to make sure he has his needs for Shabbos, and then he can learn. Vim regilim limkar baboker hashkem kodem atfila, and if they sell in his place even earlier than that, that he has to really be there before davening to buy anything. So v'lo yimtza liknos achar ha-tfilah, and there won't be anything left even after the tfilah, yikne v'achar kach yispalo. Then he should buy his Shabbos needs and daven afterwards. Achire likros kriyashma kevan shekvar higiyazmana. However, he should make sure that he reads kriyashma since his man already came, and it is a shorter time span till sovzman kriyashma, as opposed to sovzman tfilah. Therefore, he can buy the Shabbos preparations before tfilah, but he should not buy the Shabbos preparations before Kriyashma. The Ein Zeh Bichlal Ma Sha'amru, and that what you're doing, your Shabbos preparation purchasing before Shachris, this is not included in that which we say, Osir Lasos Chafotz of Kodem Shiyispal. They're not allowed to get involved in your own needs and your own dealings before you daven. Shezo Cheftzei Shamayim Hi. This Shabbos preparation is not considered your needs, it's considered Cheftzei Shamayim, and therefore, if need be, it would be permissible to get your Shabbos needs before davening, as long as you first say Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Beis, again, our short Mechaber said that a person should get up early by Yom Shishi, on Friday, to prepare for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu yoser tov mi sheyikne b'yom chamishi. It's better to buy your Shabbos foods on Friday than on Thursday. Shu minka yoser shehu l'kavod Shabbos. Because then it's more recognizable that you're actually buying it for a kavod Shabbos. Im lo b'dover shetzar ha'chana rabba. Unless we're talking about the type of food that needs a lot of preparation. K'mo basar limloch v'katoma. Like you're buying salt, meat that you have to salt and it's going to take a long time. Then avada yesh liknos b'yom chamishi. Then you should buy this meat on Thursday. Now, if you look at note number 6, he tells us, "V'af sheyesh tircha gedola yoser liknos bi'erev Shabbos," and even though it might be a bigger tircha to buy your Shabbos needs on Friday, the Aruch Shulchan writes, "Shemikomakom mitzvah liknos bi'erev Shabbos." Still, there is a mitzvah. Ideally, if it's stuff that would not need a lot of preparation, to actually buy it on erev Shabbos, even though it involves more of a tircha. And so too, if one is baking for Shabbos, the Bir Halacha told us earlier in the beginning of Chila Gimel, Sheyafe b'yom shishi, that a person should bake on Friday. Kumo shemirumus b'pasuk, like the pasuk hints to, v'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'yichinu eitz asher yaviu, dat, eitz asher tofu ofu. So it says, it talks about baking on erev Shabbos. Shemashmash yesh lefos be erev Shabbos l'kavod Shabbos. The mashmos of the pasuk is that one should bake on erev Shabbos for kavod Shabbos. V'lochemim ofenim uvashlim b'pam achas l'kama Shabbosos. Therefore, a person who decides he's going to bake or cook at one time for many weeks, for many Shabbosos, umakfiyim es hamachom, he's going to freeze the food. Rav Nissen Karela says, she'ein mekayimim bazek karoi es mitzvah v'hechinu asher yaviu. This person is not satisfying the mitzvah v'hechinu in the most ideal way. Certainly if a person buys the prepared food, certainly he's not being mekayim this mitzvah in the ideal way. Shemematen bozeas kavod ha-shabbos, because they're mekayim the kavod Shabbos, which is the tircha, the involvement, the preparation for the Shabbos. Shereyesh litroach litzorach achonos malcha le-shabbos. A person should be matriach himself for the needs of the preparation of the foods for Shabbos. The host of Shem, but he adds a very important thing there, and that is Shemikomakom Achocham Eina Barosho. The wise one has his eyes in his head. V'yesh Lodon Komikra Lugufo Ulafia Inyan. Each case has to be judged individually. If a person's wife is not able to cook avada, he should be buying prepared food. If it's easier on his wife to cook in advance, so avada, that would be appropriate. Just saying, in the ideal situation, it's best to do the preparations for Shabbos on erev Shabbos. But every case has to be judged individually, depends on the situation of the family and other factors, obviously. The afshilu inyan tainis sheni v'chamisha shegozum al atzibur be'etz atziras geshamim, and even when it comes to the fast days that they instituted for a lack of rain on Mondays and Thursdays, it's mashma mishabur lekamon she'efshir liknos atzarach haShabbos kvar biyom chamishi. It's mashma you can already buy your Shabbos needs on Thursday. Kimavur b'shulchanocha, the shulchanocha tells us over there she'poskim asachanuyos biyom chamishi kol hayom. The stores are open on Thursday the whole day. Kedei sheyiknu tzarach haShabbos, they can buy their Shabbos needs. V'kosa b'mishabur hasham she'nu dafka esachanuyos shemochros ochel. The mishabur says over there is dafka stores that are selling food. V'lo esachanuyos shemochros shtia, and not the stores that are selling drinks. Kevon sheshtia esher liknos gam bi'er Shabbos, because drinks could be bought just as easily on Friday. So Bira Primigodim, the Primigodim explains, there it's open on Thursday. Sheshamaduba bidvarim shatsrichem achana maruba. That's talking about things that need a lot of preparation, like the meat that needs to be salted. Kigon basra shatsarach lamocho kimo shakasa mishnebura kak. The mishnebura just told us over here that if it needs a lot of preparation, avadi should buy it on Thursday. And that's what that halacha is referring to when it says on Tanisim that you buy the food on Friday, that's talk on Thursday, that's foods that need a lot of preparation. But things that do not need a lot of preparation, so then they should be purchased on Friday. Says the Mishabura Vaiter. We are in the third line of Sivkot and Beis, the last word. Ach, im habosah shemotzi biyom chamishi u'kochosh. We just said that you should buy on Thursday the meat that needs to be salted and needs a lot of preparation. But if the meat that you find on Thursday is not geshmak a meat, v'yesh sofek sheyimtza biyom shishi shamin v'tov, and you have a tzad to think that possibly on Friday you'll find more geshmak a meat for Shabbos, so yamtin al yom shishi, in that case you should wait till Friday and buy it on Friday, hoping you'll get a better cut of meat. It's obvious, it's logical, that on the shorter days, in the winter, any preparations you can do on Thursday is better, because Friday is a very short day. It's good for a person to say by each purchase that he makes for Shabbos, this is for the honor of Shabbos. Because speech accomplishes a lot when it comes to Kedusha. The afal pisha heichin b'hashkama continues in the Shavua, and even though a person, as we said now in this halacha, prepares early on Friday for Shabbos, mitzvah hi lechavchila sheyosef gam bein hashmashos. It's a mitzvah in addition to be adding on other preparations during bein hashmashos. The remez ledover, the hint to this idea that you should prepare a second time, shenema v'hoya mishneh, and you should repeat it. Koloma sheyachinu sheynes, you should prepare a second time. Now, note number 9 points out that it doesn't really mean to say that you should add on another preparation on Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is already considered Shabbos. So in note 9 he says, V'av shizma Bein Hashmashos dino k'Shabbos. Even though Bein Hashmashos already has a din of Shabbos, v'ha'achonu l'tzarech ha'Shabbos tzricha li'os kodem ha'Shabbos, and the Shabbos preparations really should be done before Shabbos, bi'aru ha'Torah Shabbos v'aruch ha'shulchan, they explain she'kavonos ha'magen Avram, she'tzarech l'hosif k'tzas b'achonos av samuch l'erev. All it means to say over here is that you should add on a little additional preparation close to evening. Bein Hashmashos is lav dafka. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Ksiv BaTorah Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. You should remember the Shabbos to make it holy. V'Dorshu BeShamay BeShamay Darshins from there Shetehei Zochro Me'echad BeShabbos. That you should already remember the Shabbos from Sunday. Meaning, Nizdamein Lucha Chelek Yofa, if you come upon a good piece of meat or anything, you should prepare it for Shabbos. They say about Shammai HaZaken, that all his life he was always eating l'kavod Shabbos. Meaning what? He would find a nice animal. Omer zola Shabbos. He would put it aside and say, this is for Shabbos. If the next day he found something that was nicer for Shabbos, Ochel harishona, then he would eat the first one that he had found. Umeniach hashniya al Shabbos, and he'll save the second one for Shabbos. Nimsa shehachilu he kedesha tishar hayofa al Shabbos. So it turns out that his achila that he does of the original food that he had for Shabbos is in order that the nicer piece that he found should be safe for Shabbos. So that achila itself is considered kavod Shabbos. So by that mahalach, he was being mechabed Shabbos every single day. Abel Hillel HaZaken, the Gemara tells us, Mida Acheres Hoisavo. Hillel HaZaken had another Mida. Shaya Omer Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu Tzarchenu. That praiseworthy is Hashem, that every day prepares for us our needs. V'iskimu harbe poskim, many poskim agree, Shigam Hillel Moder Shekedivir Beis Shammai Adifat Fei. That even Beis Hillel agrees that Beis Shammai's Mahalach is really better. Elo shaya boteach b'Hashem, just Hillel would trust in Hashem so much, shebevadai yazmin lo l'shabbos monoyofa mishar hayomim. He had such a strong trust in Hashem that Hashem would find him something special for Shabbos, more than the other days. O kedei l'chazek midas b'tchono, in order to strengthen this midah b'tchono that he had, haya noheken. Therefore, he was knowing this way, that he did not say things for Shabbos earlier in the week, he just trusted that later in the week Hashem will find me something for Shabbos. But that was Hillel, who was on such a high level of bitachon. Aval b'shar kol adam she'ein bitachono chazal kol kach. But any other person whose bitachon is not on the level of Hillel HaZaken, gam hu moda de k'shamei adif etvei. Even he admits that the mahalach of Shammai is better, that each day that you find something you should put away for Shabbos, or the next day you find something better, so eat the first thing, save the second thing, and that way the achil of the first thing each day would be considered kavod Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the fourth to last line. Upshita v'davar she'enu shchiach liknos, something that's a rare find. K'she yizdamin lo davar shelo yenifsed, if you find something that won't get ruined, then it's a rare find. Azay yaniach oso l'shabbos avada, you should put it aside and hold on to it and save it for Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says mitzvah lito mikol tavshil bi'erev Shabbos k'dei l'saknon yofek ahogen. It's a mitzvah to taste all the cooked dishes on Friday in order to prepare them in an appropriate way, to taste them and make sure that they're good for Shabbos. V'ayin b'sefer shulchan shlomo dehatima b'shabbos mikol min b'vadahi mitzvah. So the Shulchan Shlomo says that for sure it's a mitzvah to taste all the Shabbos dishes on Shabbos. V'remez lazeh, and the hint of this is to'ameh chayim zochu. Those who taste of it, they're zochet chayim. So there are a few important things that we have to see over here. There's first of all a Shaar Tzion in Os Ches, he writes, besides the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down of tasting the dishes on Friday so you can fix it up properly so it shouldn't be too salty or it should add salt or whatever you have to do to spice it up so it should taste properly, the Shaar Tzion says, "Ubishulchan Shlomo Mashma de Etzem Hati'imahi Mitzvah." He says that the Etzem tasting of the food on Erev Shabbos, that's a mitzvah, that's choshev, that's kavod Shabbos, and therefore it's not because you're going to make the food better for Shabbos. Just the Etzem Te'im itself is a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. If you look at note number 10, he says, V'scharo shalatoe mitavshilei HaShabbos ve'Erev Shabbos, the schar of one who tastes the Shabbos dishes on Erev Shabbos, kosev amachzer vitri shemarichin lo yomav u'shnosav. He gets an extension of his life. He lives a long life. That is the schar, l'chor is from the pasuk of Tomer Chaim Zochu. Even though from reading the flow of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the pasuk of Tomer Chaim Zochu is going on the eating the Shabbos food on Shabbos. Because the flow of the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin b'sefer shulchan shlomo, da ti'ima b'shabbos mikol min b'vadahi mitzvah v'remez lozeh Tomer Chaim Zochu. So it sounds like the pasuk of Tomer Chaim Zochu is being darshaned for tasting the Shabbos food on Shabbos. Unlike we have advertised that every Friday when they say Toamela, come to have some kegel before Shabbos. But you could also read the Mishnah Berurah differently, that when the Mishnah Berurah is going back a line, mitzvah lito mikol tavshil bi'erev Shabbos kedei l'saknon yofek hogen. There's a mitzvah to taste the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos. And on that it's saying, v'remez lazeh Toamela chayim zochu. Just in the middle he's bringing down the Shulchan Shlomo that says that if there's an inyan to have the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos, certainly there's an inyan to have it on Shabbos itself. But the pasuk of Tomer Chaim Zochu, according to this reading, could also be going back on Erev Shabbos. Let's just read note number 11, the last paragraph. The Gambi Erev Shabbos Chazon. Even on Friday, before Shabbos Chazon, which is during the 9 days, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, where you're not allowed to eat meat, She'ein Heter Le'echol Tavshel Shabbosar, you're not allowed to eat a dish of meat. Kasuv v'shailos and shuvas as oros tshuva ubiyalka hagershuni sheyochol lito mitavshilei haShabbos ulapoltam, that you are allowed to taste the dishes of Shabbos, which are meat dishes, but you should not swallow it. You should taste it, put it on your tongue to make sure it's okay, and then you could spit it out. Meidoch, on the other hand, the Or Letzion writes sheharogil b'ti'imas hatavshil kol erev Shabbos, one who is normally tasting the Shabbos who's an erev Shabbos, muter lo litom v'livloa gam b'erev Shabbos zu, he would be allowed to taste and even to swallow the meat dishes on erev Shabbos. Kevin shekavanoso he rak l'tomer chaim zochu, since the whole kavana is for the mitzvah and the inyan of tomer chaim zochu. V'chein das Rav Vosner shem yesh tzorech b'ti'imas hatavshile habaser. Kodem HaShabbos, that if there is a need to be tasting these meat dishes before Shabbos, muter lito ma'at kafi atzorach, you can taste a little bit according to what's needed. She'ein ze b'chlal ti'ima ahasura mishum simcha. This would not be considered included in the isra of eating meat during the 9 days, which is an isra of simcha. This is not an inyan of simcha, and therefore, if it's needed, one would be even allowed, even according to Rav Vosner, to taste the fleshik dishes on Erev Shabbos. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will complete the siman.